And he put the purchase in it and
wrapped it up.
Okay, you got home and you
unwrapped it.
Unwrapped it. And now a storekeeper might have to sell something for $2. Say that he paid $2.50 for it.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking
a loss.
He was selling it
at a loss.
At a loss. You might say, sure, that's a nice Lincoln Continental. I like it, but I can't buy it. It just
too rich for me.
Avoid
that expression. Too rich.
Yeah. That car
too expensive. You know, different people express themselves different ways.
I like it, but it
more than I can afford.
It
costs too much.
Costs too much. Now, have you ever belonged to any clubs or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You have to pay your
dues.
Dues.
One thing
you are in the AARP, you talked about.
Yeah.
Any other
historical society?
That's right. Okay. Now, you need to cut the grass. You don't have a lawnmower. You might go over to the neighbors and ask
to borrow
theirs. Back in the 30s, you couldn't get money, could you?
No, it was tight.
Money was
short. Tight, short.
Yeah.
It's a various expression.
Or those things are about as, what is hen's teeth? About as
scarce
as hen's teeth. When you bought something, a little something, and paid your bill, or you paid your bill on time back in those days, if the storekeeper was grateful to you, he might give you something and say it was for
a discount. He could give you a discount on your bill.
And if you had your children with you.
Oh, well, now if a children came in the store and bought something, in the French country, they gave them lamiap, which was a little piece of candy or something, you know.
Okay.
That's purely a French time.
Now, he ran down the springboard and he
dove
in the water, and to get to the other side of the river, he
swam
across. When you dive in the water and hit flat, you make a what?
That's a landing, but now what kind? I avoid that expression. I can't tell you.
Okay, what if the children are out in the grass turning
somersaults.
Oh. You might say, after he went down for the third time,
he didn't come up after when he went down the third time.
He drowned.
And like the fella he drowned did.
I wasn't there. I didn't see him
come up.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls
along the floor. A little child might be saying her prayers. She went over to the beside the bed and
she knelt.
Knelt down. Or you might say, I don't feel well. I'm gonna go what?
Lie down
for a while. Now, if somebody was really sick, he couldn't even sit up. He just
lay down
in bed all day.
Yeah.
He just lay. Talking about the bed, he couldn't get up.
I would say he lay down in bed. Most of the day.
Lay down in bed. Talking about something you see in your sleep, you might say, this is what often when I go to sleep, I
have a dream.
But when I wake up,